Now? Yes, I can bring them over right now. At the country club. Yes, sir. Right away.
Would you mind knocking the next time?
Certainly, mister. Where should we go first?
Oh, Jeannie, I'm sorry. Something very important has come up. I won't be able to take you out today.
But you promised. This is Saturday and you are not working, and you said that you would spend the whole day with me.
Yes, I know I did, but General Pearson wants me to bring some very important papers over to him at the country club, and he's in a big hurry.
A big hurry?
A big hurry. Morning. Morning. Jeannie? Jeannie? Yes, yeah, Jeannie, look, I could be court-martialed for this. I don't mind being out of uniform. Would you mind getting me dressed, please? my briefcase, please.
What is this place?
Oh, this is a golf course, a country club. They play golf here.
Oh, do you play this golf?
No, I don't. Jeannie, I have a very important report to get to the general. Why don't you look around here or something, huh?
Oh, all right, master.
Maybe later on, if he doesn't need me, I could take for a drive down to the beach, huh?
Oh, thank you, master.
Okay, you just take a look around, huh?
All right.
General, Dr. Phillips.
Tony, you must live right next to the golf course.
The route I took, sir, there wasn't much traffic.
Strange. When I drove out here, it was bumper to bumper.
I have the report, sir. The correlation tables worked out more or less the way we expected. I think you'll be pleased.
Good. I want to go over them before the meeting Monday morning. Thanks for bringing it over.
Thank you, sir. Doctor?
Goodbye, Major Nelson.
Doctor, we have a problem.
I know, sir. I'm keeping an eye on him.
I'm talking about the fact that Admiral Tugwell and his aide are flying down here next week.
Oh, coming down to inspect the base?
Oh, don't be naive. They've seen the base. The Admiral's coming down for some golf. We do this once a year, and he's beaten me 7 years in a row. This year, I intend to beat him.
I wish you luck, General.
Now, the Admiral and his aide shoot in the low 70s, so do I. But I can beat them if I can find the right man to play with.
Well, now, how about Henderson or Lugather?
Well, they're good, but they're not good enough. I need someone who's almost a pro. And that's where you come in. I want you to find me the best golfer we have. I'm not going to let the Navy beat the Air Force again.
I understand, sir. I'll just make a phone call.
You do that.
Excuse me, General.
Yeah, looks like fun.
Well, hello, Major.
It is fun. I'm Jerry Barber. I'm the professional here.
How do you do? Very nice.
Would you like to try one?
Oh, I don't play golf, sorry.
Oh, come on. Go ahead.
Really?
Please do.
Where'd I go wrong?
Feet a little farther apart. Bend over a little at the waist. Huh? Hands a little firmer on the club.
Right, right. It's a lot harder than it looks. I'd like to be able to knock this ball about, 400 yards down the fairway.
Major, I'm afraid there's very few people that have ever done that. And you're one of them.
It was a 400-yard drive.
I got his name, General. It's Edward Sheldon. He shoots in the low 70s.
Forget it. I got a man who shoots in the 60s.
In the 60s? Who's that, sir?
Major Nelson.
Tony Nelson? General, I happen to know he doesn't even play golf.
You really got it in for him, haven't you?
Not at all, sir. It's not my fault he doesn't play golf. I saw him at a driving range one day with Major Healy. Oh, he was terrible.
He's good enough to beat Admiral Tugwell.
I've been waiting for this chance for 7 years.
General, if you want to win that match, I assure you, you're making a terrible mistake.
I'm not only going to win it, I'm doubling the stakes. A 400-yard drive.
Could you do that again, Major?
Oh, no, never in a million years. It's just a lucky fluke.
How about trying it?
Well, all right, if you really want me to.
You did it again. That's the most remarkable drive I've ever seen in my life. That's easily 400 yards.
But I guess I'm better than I thought.
Major, I guess maybe you are, too. Will you excuse me, Major? I've got a lesson. I'll have to be off.
Very
good luck to you.
Thank you, and thank you for the instruction.
Thank you.
How about that? Well.
Jimmy, what?
Oh, I see.
Major Nelson?
Oh, Dr. Bellows.
Have you taken up golf?
No, I'm afraid I'll never become a golfer, sir.
Well, that's what I thought, and yet I wouldn't want to be wrong again.
About what?
Oh, nothing. Would you mind hitting a ball for me?
In what for, sir?
Well, I'd just like to see you hit the ball.
Oh, so test my reflexes, sort of?
Oh, something like that.
All right. You see, the important thing is to grip the club firmly, bend over slightly, and keep your feet wide apart.
Huh?
Afraid that wasn't very good. I'll give it another shot.
Oh, no. I've seen enough. General Peterson would like you to stop by his office this afternoon.
I wonder why.
So do I. So do I.
Be your golf partner in a tournament? Well, I'm afraid that's impossible, sir.
Impossible? Why is it impossible?
Well, for one thing,
you're not turning professional, are you?
Professional, sir? I couldn't even make amateur.
The Admiral got to you.
No, sir. I don't know who's been telling you I'm a great golfer, but they're kidding you. My average drive is 3 feet. That is, if the wind's with me.
Tony, I don't want to pry into your life. If you've given up golf, I'm sure you had a good reason for it.
And giving it up, sir?
Well, maybe it's taken up too much of your time. You gave someone a promise not to play anymore.
No, sir, I assure you.
I don't care what your reasons are. You're my partner in that golf match Saturday. I want to win that more than I want to win anything in my life.
And you're asking me to be your golf partner?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Oh, someone's in for a big surprise Saturday.
Whatever made you do a thing like that?
You did?
Me?
Well, you said you wanted to hit the ball 400 yards.
Yeah, well, why do you listen to me?
Because I want to make you happy.
You want to make me happy? At my own court-martial, you want to make me happy? If I don't play that game on Saturday, General Peterson's going to think I'm the poorest sport of the year. If I do play, he's going to kill me.
Do not worry, Master. I will see that you play well.
Now, Jeannie, that's just the point. I can't let you do something like that.
I don't know how it was in Baghdad in the old days, but we have something here called sportsmanship. You simply don't cheat at games. You finally got me in a spot I can't get out of.
Oh, I'm sorry, Master.
Oh, anybody home?
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie. Hey, listen, you two want to laugh? You won't believe this. There's a rumor going around the base that General Peterson picked you for his partner for the big golf match Saturday. Oh, is that wild?
It's also true.
You're not serious, are you?
No, I'm not serious, but General Peterson is.
But you don't play golf.
Yeah, well, I know I don't play golf. That's what I tried to tell General Peterson, but he wouldn't listen.
I...
And he... Well... I guess I'll be running along.
Now, wait a minute. I'm in trouble, Roger.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm running along. I don't want to tangle with General Peterson. He thinks of golf the way most people think of mother.
No, Roger, I need somebody to help me to think of a way out of this.
Well, you could have Jeannie break General Peterson's arm.
That's it.
You want me to break General Peterson's arm?
No, my arm.
You want me to break your arm?
No, Jeannie, I don't want you to break anybody's arm. But what's to stop me from putting a sling on my arm and telling General Peterson that I fell down and hurt it?
Oh, that's brilliant. You can't play golf with your arm in a sling.
Thanks, Jeannie. Well, I better go tell General Peterson that he's just going to have to pick another partner for Saturday.
Well, good luck.
Oh, yeah.
Are you telling me that Major Nelson has broken his arm?
No, sir. His arm is perfectly fine.
But he has it in a sling.
That's right. I was wondering how Major Nelson was going to get out of playing in that golf match. Now we know.
Major Nelson is in Dr. Bellow's office. I want him.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you are. Listen, have you seen General Peterson yet?
No.
I just got the flash. They're ready to pick the astronauts for the Apollo test flight.
What?
Yeah, and I think they'd like someone with two arms.
You'll be able to spot all the classic symptoms of the faker immediately, General. When he comes in that door, notice his expression. It'll be listless. And the way he moves, as though he's racked with pain.
General Peterson? You want to see me, sir? Oh, you should have seen the expression on Dr. Bellow's face.
How did you explain the sling, Master?
Well, luckily, I didn't tell Dr. Bellows I had had an accident. He told me I'd had an accident.
I am pleased that everything turned out so well, Master.
Oh, yeah. Everything's just great, except for one tiny detail.
What is that?
I'm in the same trouble I was when I walked out of this house this morning. General Peterson still expects me to play in that game on Saturday.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, James.
Well, Merry Christmas from your friendly golf instructor, Roger.
What's all this?
This is a solution to your problems. I'm going to teach you how to play golf.
You see, Master, your problem is solved.
You really think you can do it, Roger?
Well, at least when you get out there Saturday, you won't make a complete fool out of yourself.
Roger, I certainly appreciate this.
Well, let's see how you can putt, huh? Look, just follow my instructions, and you won't have any problems.
All right.
Yeah, just hold a club like this, nice and relaxed.
All right.
Okay. Now bend over.
Bend over.
Head over the ball.
Head over the ball.
Feet apart.
Feet apart.
Knees together.
Knees together.
Now just relax the wrist. Right there. Now, just a short back swing.
Short back swing.
Follow through and hit the ball.
Right.
Would you like me to move the cup to the ball?
Okay. Well, you only missed it by a room.
Well, naturally, it's going to take me a little time to get the hang of it.
Yeah, naturally.
How long do you think it's going to take before I'm ready for the match?
If you practice hard every day?
Yeah, if I practice hard every day.
About 1985.
My golf tees. Golf balls.
Here they are, Master.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie. What are you all dressed up for?
I'm going to the tournament with you.
Fine.
You do not mind?
No, of course not. Why should I mind? You could always caddy for me.
Oh, I would be happy to. Whatever that is.
Oh, well, it's very simple. You take a tee like this, you see, and you... Oh, I'm sorry. Would you mind getting that for me, please?
Oh, certainly, Master.
I'm sorry about this, Jeannie, but you're going to have to stay in there until the game's over.
But you need me, Master.
Yeah, I know I do, but... Yeah, it's a force. Genies aren't allowed.
Pete, I think your partner's got cold feet and isn't going to show up.
Oh, he'll be along. He doesn't know what sharks you two are.
Well, we'll try and give him a good game, General. Sorry I'm late, sir.
Oh, this is Major Nelson. Admiral Tuckwell.
This is Major.
Pleasure, sir.
Commander Davis.
How do you do?
What do you, what's your game? What do you shoot?
Well, quail, mostly.
He's too smart to give anything away. You'll see when you put your money up.
Pete, would you like to double last year's stakes?
Well, I don't know. You know, Major Nelson's not much of a player. He's, he's a kind of a last-minute replacement. But, still... I'll double the stakes.
Done.
Sir, can I speak to you a moment, privately?
Major, no secret strategy meetings, please.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Well, come on, let's get the drink.
Nice try.
Good one, Commander.
Very good, sir.
You think you can follow that, General?
Yeah.
Good luck, sir.
Oh, thank you, Major.
Very good, sir. Very good.
You didn't come out here for nothing, did you? Well, anchor's away.
Nice shot, Roy. Very nice. Oh, me.
Hello, Major.
You're not going to use an iron, are you, Major?
What, sir?
Here, use my driver.
Thank you.
I can't even see it. The ball is still on the tee.
Sir, I'd like to explain.
You don't have to explain. That was brilliant.
Brilliant?
Why didn't I think of that? You just keep on pretending that you're a dub, then at the last minute you'll come through and we'll wallop them.
We'll concede that, Major. We do want to finish the 18 holes before dark.
That's all right, Major. You're only 16 strokes behind.
Don't you think you ought to start now, Tony?
I have started, sir. What you're seeing is my game.
All right. But don't keep it up too long.
Roger, what are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd stop by and see how my pupil's doing.
My score is 29.
Oh, you're kidding.
On the third hole.
Are you keeping your eye on the ball?
I'm keeping my eye on a jet that'll take me to Brazil. Roger, I'm getting slaughtered. I don't mind so much for myself, but if we lose, it's going to kill General Peterson.
Yeah, and if it kills General Peterson, it's going to kill you.
But why isn't Jeannie helping?
Well, you know how she is.
Yeah, she's great. She's here, isn't she?
Roger, I don't want to hold up the game.
Wait a minute. Why don't you have her help you?
Because I don't think General Peterson would want to win that way.
Jeannie! Jeannie!
Thank you, Major Healy.
Oh, Jeannie, your master's in trouble. You gotta...
Boy, that's one golf match I would have loved to have seen.
Would you like to pick it up and take the penalty?
No, it's fine.
General, nothing short of a miracle is going to make you win this match.
You never know when a miracle is going to happen, do you? Any time, Major.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I didn't even see it hit the ball, Major, but it was a beautiful drive.
Another 40-footer.
I've been playing golf for nearly 30 years, and I've never seen anything like it. You know what your score is like, Major?
No, sir.
Well, you've got 4 eagles, 4 double eagles, 7 holes in 1. Total score is 54.
That's good, huh?
But Sam Snead won a tournament with a 59. You were 5 under him.
Major, it certainly has been a privilege to play golf with you.
Yes, sir.
I'll mail you a check, Pete.
No,
sir. I really couldn't allow you to do that.
Well, he's right. The kind of golf we were privileged to be a part of today shouldn't be tainted with commercialism.
Well, thank you, General.
You broke every record in the book.
Yes, sir, I know. And a few that weren't in the book. They said it was the greatest golf game they've ever seen.
But before I should say so, I knew I was a good golf teacher, but that's ridiculous.
If you like, Master, I can cut that score in half.
No, thanks, Jeannie. Yeah, frankly, I don't care if I ever see another golf club again. Thanks.
Hi, Dr. Bellows.
Oh, Major Gillian.
Oh,
Major Dustin. I just dropped by to congratulate you on your victory.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to watch the game.
Yes, so was I.
But, however, I'll watch the next one.
Good. Next one.
I don't think Tony's going to be playing golf anymore, sir.
Oh, yes, he is. General Peterson has just entered you in the National Open. Well, I'll bet watch your every move. Well, if you'll just excuse me.
Yeah.
Imagine Samantha Stevens versus Archie Bunker. It was with this episode in 1972 that Bewitched moved to Saturday nights opposite All in the Family. It didn't take long for Archie to stifle Samantha. Episode 244 is up next on TV Land.